your house here. What would you call this room?
The living room. And it is the living room, too, we live in.
What does the smoke from your fireplace go up through?
A chimney.
And what do you call the place right in front of the fireplace?
Hearth, I guess. Something interesting about this house, I lived in it in the mining camp when I was 10 years old, the four rooms. And then when the camp closed down, we bought the house for $100 and moved it down and built onto it.
Was it expensive to move a house or really difficult?
No, my husband's father had a big truck and they cut it in sections. And it laid out here in the field and I used to look at it and I think, how can that ever be a home? But we had it put up. And
oh my goodness.
And we've been in it 43 years, so it made a home.
Oh, it really did. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing to see it cut up into pieces like that.
Well, all these mining camps, when they closed down, they sold the homes. And a lot of your homes here, Spring Glen, Helper, Price, mm-hmm. are all camp houses.
Oh.
This one behind me is my son's, and that was a Sunnyside house. The one next door was a Drakerton house. And the one below that was West Hiawatha, where I was born.
My goodness. That's like bringing all of your past together in one community.
It is. My son built this new home on the corner for me a year ago. It was last May. They hurried up. The whole family got together and moved me into it. I was in there 2 weeks, and I had this house sold, but we hadn't signed the papers. And I told him, I said, I want to go back in my home. So they moved me back just as fast as they did. And everyone, my friends, look at me and they can't believe it. But
oh, I think this is a beautiful home. I wouldn't want to leave it either.
Well, I don't. All my memories are here, mm-hmm. so I like it.
It's like my family, we moved to Provo for about 4 years, and then mm-hmm. my mother and father wanted to move back to our home in Decla.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's where they had lived ever since they were married.
Uh-huh. Well, it makes a difference. There's something there that you just can't get away from.
That's right. Yeah. What do you call the things on that side of your fireplace, the utensils that you clean it out with? Do you just call those utensils? Or
it on the box and can't say it.
I don't know the name for them.
Fireplace. I don't know what they can't remember.
I've always wondered what those were called. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're called either.
Well, I've seen the bits that was on the box when I opened it, but I don't remember.
What do you use to start a fire? In your fireplace?
Wood and paper.
do you use big pieces of wood or the small?
Small to start with.
What do you call those small pieces of wood?
Here's your kit. No. My son cut me up a whole box full of them. I'm not always this forgetful. Kindling wood.
And then when the fire gets going pretty good, you put on
a big piece. Uh-huh.
What do you call those big pieces?
Logs, usually.
Okay. And do you usually put the logs in the front or in the
the back?
Yeah.
I put them in the back because of the glass in front here. Kind of. It's. I don't think it would break it, but it's. I have to keep it to the back. So.
Okay. What do you call the stuff that goes up the chimney with the smoke? There. When you